Welcome back, everyone. We're going to do a deep dive today on something a little bit different, a brand new thriller series.
Oh, cool.
It's called The Hunting Fields by Thomas Fincham.
Okay.
This is the first book that features Ronan Carver.
I see.
And you know what's really cool about this?
What's that?
The author himself was so drawn to this character that he decided to give him a whole series.
Oh, wow.
Talk about a compelling protagonist, right?
Yeah, that's awesome.
So it's interesting how Fincham actually introduces Ronan in his previous book.
Oh, okay.
A Killer's Night.
Mm-hmm.
He's got this, like, really undeniable presence.
Yeah.
A sense of mystery that leaves you wanting more.
Mm-hmm.
It's no surprise that Fincham felt compelled to explore this story further.
Makes sense.
So let's paint a picture for our listener.
Okay.
We first meet Ronan, and he's constantly on the move. Mm-hmm. He's trying to escape his past.
No.
It turns out that he's got this history with organized crime.
Wow.
Which always makes for an interesting backstory, don't you think?
Always does.
And there's this lingering shadow over Ronan of Annie Carroll.
Annie Carroll.
A figure from his past who clearly had, like, a profound impact on him.
I see.
Fincham doesn't reveal all the details right away.
Mm-hmm.
But you can sense that weight or memory on Ronan's shoulders.
Right.
It makes you wonder what happened between them.
Oh, for sure.
And how it's shaping his actions now.
Definitely.
And speaking of intrigue.
Yeah.
There's this scene in a bar.
Okay.
In Lexington, Nebraska.
Okay.
Some rowdy guys are looking for trouble, right?
Mm-hmm.
And Ronan is just observing them.
Hmm.
Completely calm and collected.
Oh, wow.
It's as though he's seen it all before, maybe even been a part of it himself.
Right.
That scene is a great example of how Fincham reveals character through action.
Totally.
Ronan's composure in the face of danger.
Yeah.
Hints at his experience and perhaps even specialized skills.
Interesting.
It makes you curious about the kind of life that he's led and what he's capable of.
Girl.
Then the story throws us a curveball.
Oh.
Literally in the form of Naomi Downs.
Okay.
Now, she is a mystery wrapped in an enigma.
Really?
We know that she's on the run from the Nebraska State Patrol.
I see.
And that they found her hiding in the trunk of Ronan's car.
What?
Can you imagine finding yourself in that situation?
Oh, my gosh.
And to make matters worse, or better, depending on how you look at it, the plot thickens even further when we learn that Naomi was Senator Morgan Unger's aide.
A senator.
She's claiming that the senator is not who he appears to be.
Oh, wow.
And she's got stolen sensitive material to prove it.
She stole it.
Suddenly, Ronan finds himself caught in this high-stakes game of cat and mouse.
Wow, that's crazy.
And he's not even sure who the players are.
Talk about bad luck.
Right, talk about wrong place at the wrong time.
Oh, yeah.
And then buckle up because Fincham throws us right into the action.
Oh, no.
With a series of just incredible chase scenes.
I love a good car chase.
I mean, who uses a herd of cows as a roadblock? It's pure cinematic brilliance.
Seriously.
And you can practically feel the adrenaline pumping as they're trying to outrun the state troopers.
Wow.
What's so captivating about these scenes is how Fincham uses them to highlight this evolving dynamic.
Oh, okay.
Between Ronan and Naomi.
Gotcha.
They start off wary of each other.
Right.
Each holding their cards close to their chest.
Yeah.
But as they're forced to rely on each other to survive,
mm-hmm.
you can sense a grudging respect.
Yeah.
Even a hint of connection starting to build.
Oh, cool.
And for our listener,
okay.
it's worth noting how that sense of uncertainty and shifting alliances is a recurring theme throughout the book.
Interesting.
You're constantly questioning who to trust. And just when you think you've got it figured out,
yeah.
Fincham throws another twist your way.
Oh, man.
Take, for instance, their first real moment of vulnerability when they finally exchange names.
Oh, wow.
It seems like such a small thing.
Yeah.
But in the context of their situation, it feels incredibly significant.
Definitely.
It's these small moments amidst the high-octane action
mm-hmm.
that really make the characters come alive.
Yeah.
You get glimpses of their humanity.
Right.
Their fears, their hopes.
I see.
It's what elevates the hunting fields beyond just a typical thriller.
For sure.
Absolutely. And just as you think you're starting to understand the situation, Fincham introduces another layer of complexity.
Oh, no.
We meet Zeke, Naomi's old friend,
okay.
who gets pulled into the chaos.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's a revelation about Gibbs.
Gibbs.
The corrupt state trooper who's working for Senator Unger.
Whoa.
It makes you realize how deep this conspiracy runs.
Yeah.
And how far Unger is willing to go to protect his secrets.
Crazy. It's like peeling back the layers of an onion,
Yeah.
each reveal adding to the suspense.
Right.
And remember that scene with the vice president?
Oh, yeah.
That's when the scope of this conspiracy becomes truly terrifying.
Oh, for sure.
It's no longer just about a corrupt senator. It's something far bigger and
Yeah.
more sinister.
You're telling me.
Yeah.
I mean, at that point, I was hooked. I had to know what Naomi had uncovered.
Right.
That could be so explosive.
Totally.
And what about her, by the way?
What about her?
She's still a complete enigma to me.
Yeah.
We know she's on the run. She worked for Senator Unger.
Right.
She believes he's corrupt. But there's this underlying tension. Like she might not be telling the whole truth.
I see.
Would you trust her if you were in Ronan's shoes?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it?
Right.
Fincham drops these subtle hints that
Yeah.
make you question her motives.
Right.
Like that scene where she insists on being put back in the trunk.
Oh, yeah.
It suggests a level of calculated risk-taking that's
Oh.
a bit unsettling.
Yeah.
It makes you wonder if she has her own agenda
Right.
separate from exposing Unger.
And how about that scene in the diner with Gibbs?
Gibbs, yeah.
You know, the state trooper that gave Ronan those weird looks earlier?
Oh, yeah.
It's like Fincham is playing with our expectations. You think it's just a random encounter,
Right.
but then, bam,
Oh, no.
Gibbs pulls Ronan over and starts grilling him about what's in the trunk.
Wow.
It's a reminder that you can never be too careful,
Oh, yeah.
especially when you're dealing with people you don't know. It's
Definitely.
a classic case of things not being what they seem.
Totally.
And it turns out Gibbs is just a pawn in a much bigger game.
Right.
He's taking orders from Colonel Bell,
Bell.
someone higher up in the State Patrol,
Oh, wow.
who appears to be orchestrating the entire pursuit of Naomi.
I see.
It makes you wonder how deep the corruption goes
Yeah.
and who else might be involved.
Totally.
Right? It's like you can't trust anyone.
Nope.
So this Colonel Bell,
Yeah.
is he the puppet master pulling all the strings?
How possibly?
Like one of those conspiracy thrillers
Huh?
where the real enemy is always lurking in the shadows?
Exactly.
And Fincham does a brilliant job
Yeah.
of building that sense of paranoia. You're
Yeah.
constantly second-guessing everyone's motives, trying to figure out who's playing who.
It's crazy.
And that sense of unease extends to the setting itself.
Oh, really?
Remember how the book takes place in Nebraska
Yeah.
with its vast open spaces and desolate landscapes?
Right.
It's almost like the landscape itself reflects the character's internal struggles. This
Interesting.
sense of being lost and hunted.
Wow, I like that.
That's a great observation.
Thanks.
I hadn't thought about it that way, but now that you mention
Yeah.
it totally makes sense. With
Smart.
like the environment as another character in the story,
Totally.
adding to that overall feeling of isolation and danger.
For sure.
Speaking of feeling lost,
Okay.
remember when Ronan and Naomi reach that abandoned church?
Yeah.
She's desperate to get to a bigger town,
Right.
but Ronan is hesitant. Like he doesn't want to risk being seen. And honestly, I can't blame him.
Yeah.
He's got every reason to be cautious, especially with Naomi's motivation still being so unclear.
Definitely.
It's a real turning point in their relationship.
Oh, okay.
For Ronan, it's a gamble.
Yeah.
Does he continue running alone, playing it safe?
Right.
Or does he trust this woman he barely knows?
Wow.
And for Naomi, it's a moment of vulnerability. She's forced to reveal more about the stolen file,
Oh.
hinting at the explosive information it contains
Okay.
and how Unger is connected to some seriously shady characters.
Wow.
It raises the stakes for both of them,
Definitely.
and it puts Ronan in an impossible position.
Yeah.
He's drawn to Naomi. There's a spark between them,
Right.
but he's also wary of her. Even when he decides to help her,
Yeah.
he keeps her at arm's length, literally
Really?
handcuffing her to a radiator.
What?
In that rundown hotel room,
Oh my gosh.
you can sense this push and pull between them, the desire for connection battling against suspicion and fear.
That's intense.
It's a brilliant portrayal of the complexities of trust.
Totally.
They need each other to survive, but their past experiences have taught them to be cautious.
Right.
It creates this delicious tension
Oh,
that
yeah.
keeps you hooked,
Right.
wondering if they'll ever truly let their guard down.
Sure.
And just when you think things might calm down, Fincham throws another action sequence at us.
Of course.
Remember that scene where they barely escape from the Windy Lodge as the cops are closing in?
Oh, yeah.
I could practically hear those sirens blaring.
Intense.
And then there's that incredible helicopter escape.
Oh, wow.
With Ronan skillfully navigating through the night sky.
Nice.
Visham's descriptions are so vivid.
Yeah.
You feel like you're right there with them. Experiencing the thrill of the chase and the terror of being hunted.
I bet.
It's like he drops you right into the heart of the action.
Right.
And speaking of action, that shootout with Unger's mercenaries at the marsh.
Oh, man.
I was on the edge of my seat.
I bet.
Wondering if they were going to make it out alive.
Yeah.
What's remarkable is that even amidst all that chaos and violence,
right,
Fincham never loses sight of the character's humanity.
That's good.
You see Ronan's protective instincts towards Naomi, even though he doesn't fully trust her.
Right.
And her determination to expose the truth, no matter the cost.
Yeah.
And there are these little details.
What?
Like Ronan's aversion to wet shoes.
Really?
That just add a touch of humor.
Yeah.
And make him feel more relatable.
Yeah.
Despite his tough exterior.
That's cool.
That's so true.
Yeah.
It's those little quirks that make the characters feel real.
Right.
Like people you might actually encounter in your own life.
Totally.
But let's not forget about the bombshell that gets dropped in the middle of all this.
Oh.
Well, Ronan's old colleague from his past life suddenly appears. And it turns out he's not exactly there to lend a helping hand.
Oh, no.
Talk about a betrayal.
Seriously.
It's a shocking twist.
Yeah.
That throws everything into question.
Right.
Is Warren working for Unger?
Mm.
Or is there another player that we haven't met yet?
Maybe.
It makes you realize that the web of deceit runs deeper than anyone imagined.
Wow.
And no one can be trusted completely.
That's scary.
It's like every time you think you've got a handle on the situation, Fincham pulls the rug out from under you.
I see.
And remember that scene where they're hiding out in that abandoned barn?
A barn, yeah.
It's like something out of a spy movie.
Right.
With shadowy figures and hushed conversations. And then the vice president shows up.
Right.
That barn scene.
Yeah.
Is where everything starts to converge.
Oh, wow.
You realize that there's a whole other level of power at play. One that operates outside the traditional political structures.
Right.
And that's where we meet LeMay. This enigmatic figure who seems to be orchestrating everything from behind the scenes.
Oh, wow.
It's like he's the puppet master of the puppet master.
Seriously.
And the way he sets everything in motion.
Yeah.
Taking down Unger and his cronies.
Uh-huh.
Is both brilliant and terrifying.
Wow.
It makes you wonder if anyone is truly immune to corruption.
Right.
Even those at the highest levels of government.
Definitely.
Fincham does a masterful job.
Yeah.
Of weaving multiple perspectives throughout the story.
It sounds like it.
You get glimpses into the minds of not just Ronan and Naomi, but also characters like Gibbs, the state trooper.
Gibbs, yeah.
And even Harvey, Ronan's mentor.
Oh, okay.
It adds a layer of complexity.
Right.
And makes you question your own assumptions about who's good and who's bad.
Interesting.
I was particularly surprised by Gibbs's character arc.
Oh, yeah.
He starts off as this corrupt cop, seemingly in Unker's pocket. But then he has this change of heart.
Really?
It's like he realizes he's been used and decides to help Ronan and Naomi.
Wow.
Even though it puts him at risk.
That's big of him.
It's a reminder that even those we perceive as villains can have their own moral compass.
Right.
They can be both victims and perpetrators.
Yeah.
Caught in a system that often rewards loyalty over truth.
That's true.
And speaking of loyalty, what about Harvey? Poor Harvey.
What happened?
He gets caught in the crossfire.
Oh, no.
He goes down fighting.
Good for him.
The way he defends Ronan's house against those thugs is incredible.
Wow.
He's like a one-man army.
Yeah.
It shows that even in the darkest of situations,
right,
there's still good in the world. People willing to stand up for what's right.
Definitely.
Even if it means sacrificing themselves.
It's a powerful message.
It is a powerful message of hope.
Yeah.
Amidst all the chaos and betrayal.
Right.
And speaking of betrayal.
Okay.
Let's talk about that ending.
Oh, yeah, the ending.
Ronan finally catches up to Naomi, but their reunion is far from what he expected.
Oh.
Warren, his former colleague, is there holding them at gunpoint.
Oh, my gosh.
Talk about a cliffhanger.
Seriously.
I know. Just when you think they might have a chance to escape, they get hit with another bombshell.
Oh.
And then LeMay steps in.
LeMay.
And reveals the truth about Unger's corruption.
Mm-hmm.
How he's been using his position for personal gain.
Wow.
It's like everything comes full circle.
Yeah.
With the bad guys finally getting their comeuppance.
Right.
But even with the villains exposed and justice seemingly served, there's this lingering sense of unease.
I see.
Exactly. LeMay might have exposed Unger.
Yeah.
But he represents a whole other world of power.
Right.
One that operates outside the rules.
Totally.
It makes you wonder if there's ever a truly clean victory.
Mm.
Or if it's just a matter of replacing one form of corruption with another.
That's such a thought-provoking point.
And what about Ronan and Naomi?
Yeah, what about them?
They're free. But their relationship is definitely strained.
Right.
Can they ever truly trust each other after everything that they've been through?
That's a good question.
That's the question Fincham leaves us pondering.
Yeah.
It's a reminder that even when the dust settles, the emotional scars of betrayal and deception can run deep.
Definitely.
So for a listener who might be on the fence about diving into this series, what's your final verdict? Would you recommend The Hunting Fields?
Absolutely. It's a gripping thriller with well-developed characters.
Yeah.
Heart-stopping action.
Yeah.
And a plot that keeps you guessing until the very end.
Right.
Fincham masterfully blends elements of suspense, political intrigue, and even a touch of romance.
Oh, nice.
Creating a story that will stay with you long after you turn the last page.
I couldn't agree more.
Yeah.
It's a must-read for anyone who loves a good mystery, with complex characters and plenty of twists and turns. And I, for one, can't wait to see what Fincham has in store for Ronan Carver in the next book.
Me too.
Until next time, keep those pages turning.
And remember,
yes,
the truth is often buried deep beneath the surface, waiting to be uncovered.
Oh, like that.
Would you have the courage to dig for it, even if it meant facing your own demons?
Ooh, good one.